Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
There was a curious bit of news at the end of June. Abdallah Salem El-Badri, Secretary General of OPEC, called for the U.S. to reconsider its ban on new deepwater oil drilling. He said, "Don't rush to judgment. It's not clear why that BP well has been hemorrhaging oil at the rate of Exxon Valdez every 5 days or so. Maybe it won't ever happen again." Okay, that's a paraphrase. "And besides," he said, "offshore drilling is an important source of oil." Well, is a ban on offshore drilling a good idea? Interesting question. But what caught my attention was why a cartel was calling for more production from one of its competitors. It seems strange given OPEC's history. OPEC, of course, is the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. The cartel formed in the 1960s, but it gained worldwide attention in the 1970s when it used its power to reduce oil supplies. It refused for a while to sell oil to the U.S. and other countries that supported Israel in its 1973 war against Egypt and Syria. And OPEC used its market power to make oil prices spike worldwide. So why would OPEC now be afraid that the U.S. would reduce its oil production? That means higher prices and a bigger market share for OPEC, right? Well, no one disagrees with OPEC's contention that a moratorium on new offshore drilling will reduce oil production in the region. The U.S. Department of Energy estimates the moratorium will mean a drop in production of 100,000 barrels per day by the end of 2011. Looking further ahead, if the moratorium is only temporary and leads to a one-year delay on Gulf projects, it could mean a 500,000-barrel-per-day drop in expected oil production in the 4 years starting in 2013, according to an organization called Bernstein Research. Even a 500,000 barrels per day is a tiny percentage of world oil consumption, which is around 85 million barrels per day. Is it a big deal? OPEC certainly thinks so. And the history of the last few years shows prices respond dramatically to a small change in production or consumption. In December 2007, oil was flirting with $100 a barrel for the first time. A year later, it had shot up to nearly $150 a barrel in July. And when consumption dropped in response to the high prices, it crashed down to $35 a barrel. How much did consumption drop? Year on year, consumption was only down 2 million barrels per day, a drop of a little more than 2%. Yet that was enough to send the price from $100 a barrel and shooting upwards to $35 and still sliding. All of a sudden, a shortfall of 500,000 barrels per day starts looking like it could significantly affect prices. So back to our puzzle. OPEC is right that an offshore drilling moratorium will reduce future oil output, and the amount of shut-in production is enough in a world where the easy oil is already exploited to significantly affect price. But aren't higher oil prices and greater U.S. imports good for OPEC? All things being equal, sure. High prices and increased U.S. dependence on foreign oil mean that OPEC makes more money even selling the same amount of oil, and could probably sell more oil. But the world isn't that simple. When oil costs rise above 4% of GDP, people buy less oil, and then the price drops. Some people argue that the economy tanked in 2008 because the high price of oil pushed it into a recession, one that would have happened even without collateralized debt obligations, mortgages to unqualified home buyers, credit default swaps, and the like. In any case, other times in recent decades that the cost of oil has climbed over 4% of GDP, oil sales have dipped. My read is that OPEC fears a shortage of oil in the near future, just like the U.S. Department of Energy, the Pentagon, and the International Energy Agency. All these organizations are looking for price spikes again, starting somewhere around 2011 to 2013. And OPEC knows that price spikes, followed by less purchasing of oil, is bad for business. They may even fear that another round of price spikes could lead to a spike in political will to invest in renewables. And that would be really bad for their business. OPEC is hoping that the U.S. offshore production will help delay the price spike. the U.S. exports nearly $1 billion a day to pay for oil imports. For that money, we can afford to invest a lot in reducing our consumption, instead of drilling more off our shores the way OPEC wants us to. And energy efficiency doesn't put any fishermen out of work or soil any beaches, either. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.